PurtChecks.com.
It's Rush back before Neil Peart on drums. Yeah, Working Man from their first disc, Classic Rock 102.3. WXCR, I'm Mike Hotelling, filling in for Steve Scott. They're all going to be hanging out up at the big pub crawl in Glens Falls, the Halloween pub crawl. We're going to tell you more about that a little later on. In the meantime, let's continue on with our 50-minute music hour. Bad Company's Ready for Love. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Hey, it's Stevie Ray. The sky is crying. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling, filling in for Steve Scott in the Classic Rock Freak Show studio here. What a damn freak show we got going on here in the studio
this
right now.
This is just a strange.
Oh, Mike, when do you ever
trying to get
something like this?
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
It's disgusting.
We got a big Halloween pub crawl coming up tonight in Glens Falls, and all the Classic Rock staff is getting all dressed up. We got Steve Scott, who looks like Pimpbot 2000 from the Conan O'Brien show. We got Morozik over there looking like Madonna having a bad hair day.
And a baby.
Yeah.
He fills out that dress so nice.
Oh, this is horrible.
Hey, Morozik, you going to be pregnant for this thing? Or what's
not that bad, is it?
Does his dress make
me
look
sad? Oh, boy.
You do me.
Hey, adjust the breasts.
You guys out there listening should like be in our studio right now to see this.
Morozik, your breasts should be equal.
They're about right.
Yeah, he's playing with his breasts right now, folks. Anyway,
he's a chick with a hairy chest. This is disgusting.
I know. This is awful.
Oh, man.
Steve. Get the razor.
Steve, fill us in on the pub crawl here.
All right. Well, we're going to start. We should be there at about 9 o'clock or so. We're going to start at Sandy's. And then, let's see. We're going to go from bar to bar. We're going to start at Sandy's at 9 o'clock. Then we're heading over to Pitchers. Then it's the bullpen. And then at 11 o'clock, that's when the big party starts. That's going to be at Soho's. That's where the band's going to be, Devilish Minds. And that's also where we're going to do the funniest, sexiest, and best overall costume contest. And we have thousands of dollars and prizes. And we'd also like to thank Ace's Sound and Stage. They're doing all of our sound tonight. And actually, we have Michelle in the studio right now from Ace's Sound.
Hey, Morozik, you make a hot-looking babe.
Don't I, guys?
Yeah. Anyway.
These nylon things are really cold, though, guy.
Are they?
Are they letting the breeze in?
Yeah. Do you got the high heels to go with it? Or?
Chuck Taylors, that's all I got.
Oh, man. This is
freak
horrible.
Show.
All right. So
come on down to Glens Falls. It's going to be a good time. It's right off of exit 18, and you'll see us staggering around from bar to bar.
Okay.
Just look for the hot babe. Call Barroza.
There we go. Well, how about we just continue on here, 50-minute music hour, and let's do some cards here. Best Friend's Girl. Morozik. This song is for you. You're a babe tonight. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. From me to Peach. It's the Allman Brothers. Ain't wasting time no more. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. Greg Allman out on tour this fall. That's right. He's doing a Greg Allman and Friends tour this fall. Coming to a town near you, no doubt. Well, we got some Hendrix on the way here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR.
Join Classic.
Richie Blackmore and Rainbow Street of Dreams. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. And I'm Mike Hotelling, filling in for Steve Scott tonight, who's going to be at the big Classic Rock Halloween Pub Crawl, 98 in Glens Falls tonight. I'm going to be all over town, Sandy's Clam Bar at around 9, Pitchers at 9:45, the bullpen at 10:15, Soho's from 11 till 1 in the morning. There's a costume contest, and there's bands and giveaways and all kinds of great stuff. It's the big Halloween pub crawl happening up in Glens Falls tonight. If you're looking for a Halloween party, or you're looking for a party in general, you just want to go have a great time, head up to Glens Falls tonight. How about we continue on here with our 50-minute music hour? Here's a band that's out on the road right now, breaking in their new lead singer, whose name is Steve Argeri. This guy's a journey, and this one's Lights, back when Steve Perry was the lead vocalist. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. From the album 5150, Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love, featuring Sammy Hagar on lead vocal. Sammy's new album, Red Voodoo, due to be released in February of 1999. I'm Mike Hotaling, filling in for Steve Scott. The gang is all up at the Classic Rock Halloween Pub Crawl in Glens Falls. I'm going to be calling up and checking in with me here as the night, as the night progresses. But if you're looking for a good Halloween party, I'd head up to Glens Falls tonight. Yeah, you can't lose. It's a Halloween pub crawl, four different locations, and, head on up, all right? It's in Glens Falls tonight, the Classic Rock 102.3 Halloween Pub Crawl 98. Well, in the meantime, I'm going to put another 50-minute music hour together here for you. Something you want to hear? 476-1023.
Why do you...
From their album, Exile on Main Street. It's the Stones. Tumbling Dice, Classic Rock 102.3, WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. There's a new book about the Rolling Stones due out next month. It's called A Life on the Road. It was co-written by Jules Holland and Dora Lowenstein, who's the daughter of the Stones' longtime accountant, Prince Rupert Lowenstein. The band gave 18 months of interviews for the book, which took 3 years to write. The authors went through more than 7,000 pictures, too, 7,000 photographs to pick the photos for the book, too. So it'll be out next month. It's called A Life on the Road, a book all about the Stones. Well, I'm Mike. This is a 50-minute music hour. Let's just continue on with it. Take care of a request from Mechanic Bill for Tom Petty. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. She grew my world as a lawn. It's Lynyrd Skynyrd. Title cut to Give Me Back My Bullets. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. The current Lynyrd Skynyrd lineup. This band is putting the final touches on their latest live album, which was recorded this past July 15th in Pittsburgh. And you can look for the album to be released on April 28th of next year. Well, I'm Mike. I'm out. We continue on 50-minute music hour. Well, here's somebody that's got a box set on the way. Stevie Ray Vaughan, this one's Texas Flood. It's on Classic Rock 102.3 WSCR. Stealing from Uriah Heep, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. And I'm Mike Hotaling. A new book about Uriah Heep is going to be released at the end of November, November of 98, which is like next month. Yeah, the name of the book is going to be Can't Keep a Good Band Down, and it's going to be 600 pages or more with 300 new pictures, and all the song texts and lyrics are going to be in there, and bootlegs are going to be listed in the book, so be looking for it. If you like Uriah Heep, you got to check out the book. Can't Keep a Good Band Down. It'll be released in November of 98. In other words, next month. All right, we're going to put a 50-minute music hour together here for you. And if you have something you want to hear, well, feel free to pick up the phone and dial me up here. 476-1023. Pick up the phone, call me. We'll see if we can't get something on for you.
Hey, it's
from Toys in the Attic, Aerosmith. Sweet Emotion, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. Aerosmith set an internet record on October 17th with their Cybercast concert. Yeah, more than 120,000 people tuned into the concert, making it the largest Cybercast in history. And the band's going to rerun that concert on its own website on November 4th at aerosmith.com. Now, those planning on checking out the show on November 4th are encouraged to register 24 hours in advance in order to download all the necessary tools to ensure a smooth Cybercast. Well, I'm Mike Hotaling. This is a 50-minute music hour. Of course, our big Classic Rock Halloween pub crawl happening tonight in Glens Falls. Kicks off in about 10 minutes or so. Sandy's Clam Bar on South Street in Glens Falls. And then the folks are going to move over to Pitchers at about 9:45. Then the Bullpen at 10:15, and then they'll be at Soho's from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. There's a costume contest, there's bands and giveaways, and all kinds of great stuff. Now, all that happens at Soho's between 11 and 1. There's prizes for the funniest, sexiest, and best overall costume. It's like $1,000 in prizes, too. Devilish Minds is the band, and they're going to be performing, and then
Half Step's going to perform, too. And let's see, we got Coors Light beer specials for you. It's a lot of fun. It's happening tonight, our big classic rock 102.3 WXCR Halloween Pub Crawl 98 in Glens Falls. And the whole gang, except for me, will be up there hanging out in Glens Falls, and they'll be checking in with me periodically on the phone. So we'll find out what kind of fun and frivolity they're having, that they're having up there, and the rest of that. In the meantime, how about we continue on 50-Minute Music Hour? Richie Blackmore and Rainbow from Straight Between the Eyes. This one's stone cold. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR.
Kicking off another 50-Minute Music Hour. Only on Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR, Boston Spa, Albany.
All right, it's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for haircuts. That's right, get the spandex out, get the hairspray out, and, let's do this, let's do, like, that 80s stuff, all right? And how about we kick it off with a little Whitesnake? This one is Slide It In on Haircuts. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Ozzy flying high again. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. We're doing haircuts. And Ozzy's band Black Sabbath, they're flying high again. They're getting set to launch their first tour in 20 years. The group's going to kick it off on New Year's Eve with a special show in Phoenix. Then they officially begin the tour on January 2nd in Las Vegas. Pantera is going to be the opening band. The group's newest release is titled Reunion. It's a double CD. It's a live album featuring two new studio tracks. According to Ozzy, the Sabbath reunion is one of the highlights of his 30-year career. Yeah, I'm Mike. Well, let's continue on here with haircuts. Here's a guy that hosts our House of Hair show on Saturday night. D. Snyder, Twisted Sister, Classic Rock 102.3. From Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, Classic Rock 102.3, WXCR. That wraps up haircuts for a Friday night here, Classic Rock 102.3, WXCR. Well, who knows if the, when the next Guns N' Roses album is ever going to come out, if they're ever going to do it. I mean, rumor has it that they're in the recording studio recording a new album. Who knows when the album's going to come out? But a home video came out this past Tuesday, chronicling the band's video exploits. Name of the video is called Welcome to the Videos. It's a 70-minute video, and it collects 13 of the band's videos, including the MTV Classics Welcome to the Jungle, November Rain, and Estranged. So you may want to check that out in your favorite video store. If you are a Guns N' Roses fan, it's their new video called Welcome to the Videos. Yeah. I'm Mike Hotaling, and we got the Halloween pub crawl happening right now. As a matter of fact, here's some more details on it.
On Friday.
Peter Frampton from his bazillion-selling Frampton Comes Alive album here, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling, Peter Frampton in the studio recording a new album, and he's shopping around for a record company. He's looking for a record deal that, I quote here, that he's comfortable with. Yeah, I guess when you've had a track record of selling a bazillion records, you can get kind of choosy about which record company picks your new record up, you know? Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm Mike. Coming up at 10 o'clock, it's your All Request Hour. Pick up the phone and dial me up here, 476-1023. Let's put this thing together. In the meantime, the Stones, Sympathy for the Devil, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. From Exit Stage Left, it's Rush. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Yeah, Exit Stage Left being a live Rush album. Speaking of live Rush, November 10th. Different Stages. It's their fourth live album in their 20-year career or so, or more than 20 years, maybe 25-year career. The release date of Different Stages, November 10th. It's a 3-CD set. The album premiere is November 4th, 10 p.m. on their website, and the first single off of it is going to be Spirit of the Radio. They're actually going to re-release that for radio stations to play. The video is going to follow up in December.
and, you know, be looking for it anyway. It's November 10th, Different Stages, new live album from Rush. Well, I'm Mike Hotelling, and, hey, we got the 10 o'clock All Request Hour coming up here for you. Got something you want to hear? You know what to do. Dial me up here, 476-1023.
Join Classic Rock.
From Quadrophenia, it's The Who, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. It's your 10 o'clock All Request Hour. 476-1023 is the number to reach me here. Hey, on the subject of The Who, if you were up at Northern Lights a few weeks ago and saw John Entwistle playing Northern Lights in Clifton Park, you know that he's recording a new live album that should be out at the beginning of next year. As a matter of fact, if you were at that Entwistle show up at the Northern Lights, he kind of said to the audience, hey, we're recording a live album tonight. So be loud and noisy. Let's hear from the crowd. Yeah. Let's continue on here. How about a little Nazareth? Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Jimmy from Electric Ladyland and Crosstown Traffic. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Your 10 o'clock All Request Hour. I'm Mike Hotelling, filling in for Steve Scott. Reason why I'm here filling in for Steve is he is up at our Classic Rock Halloween Pub Crawl 98 in Glens Falls. It's happening at like three or four different locations in Glens Falls. Let's see. Right about now, they'll be pulling into the bullpen on 216 Glen Street in Glens Falls. And then at from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., they'll be at Soho's, which is 200 Glen Street. Now, there's costume contests, the band, and giveaways, all kinds of great stuff, prizes for the funniest, sexiest, and best overall costume, like $1,000 in prizes. So, you know, if you're in the area and you want to go have a great Halloween party, then head on over right now to the bullpen in Clifton Park. That's 216 Glen Street. No, that's not Clifton Park. It's Glens Falls. It's the bullpen in Glens Falls, 216 Glen Street, with Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR.
Join Classic.
It's AC/DC TNT. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR over in Australia. AC/DC is so big they have their own postage stamp. That's right. We've got like the Elvis stamp here. Well, in Australia, you can get an AC/DC postage stamp. So how about that? I'm Mike. It's the 50-Minute Music Hour. All Request, 10 o'clock hour. Here's a guy that's got a new live album out called A Fistful of Alice. Namely, Alice Cooper. This one's No More, Mr. Nice Guy. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Beer Drinkers and Hell Raisers. From their disc, Tres Hombres. ZZ Top here, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. You know, ZZ Top, they are official admirals in the Texas Navy. Bet you didn't know that. Now, what the hell does the Texas Navy do, though? that's what I want to know. What are they, like, float big ships on the Rio Grande or something? I have no idea. Anyway, I'm Mike. It's your All Request 10 o'clock hour here. 476-1023, that's a telephone number to reach me here. Got a call earlier for a little Jefferson Starship. This is Minus Grace Slick. Actually, it's Mickey Thomas singing lead vocals on this one. This one's Jane. It's from the album Freedom from Point Zero. And it's on Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I love rock and roll. Yeah, it's Joan Jett, former member of the band The Runaways. You know who else was in that band? Lita Ford. Yeah, Lita Ford and Joan Jett and a couple of other chicks were in the Runaways. And then Runaways broke up, and Lita Ford went and hung out with Ozzy Osbourne and did her thing. And Joan Jett formed the Blackhearts. And the rest, they say, is history. You know, just recently, back in April, the I Love Rock and Roll album, along with her other albums, Bad Reputation and Flashback, were reissued on CD, remastered and reissued. And they've got like rare photos in there and hard to find picture sleeves and expanded liner notes and some bonus tracks on there too. So you know, if you have the original I Love Rock and Roll album from Joan Jett, you may want to get the remastered reissue, because there's some bonus tracks on there too. Yeah. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotelling. Hey, we got your Goodnight Kiss coming up in about 15 minutes. So you know, if you got a Kiss tune you want to hear, 476-1023. That is the telephone number here.
Repeat business.
Kicking off another 50-minute music hour. Only on Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR, Boston Spa, Albany.
And it's 11 o'clock, which means it's time for your good night kiss here, Classic Rock 102.3. So how about we, like, kick it off with something off the rock and roll over disc. This is Calling Dr. Love. It's your good night kiss. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Title track, Love Gun. It's Kiss. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Wrapping up your good night kiss for a Friday night. I'm Mike Hotelling. Paul Stanley and Bruce Kulick of Kiss, they're being sued. That's right, for copyright infringement over the song Dreamin' on the new Psycho Circus CD. Yeah, the two are being sued by Six Palms Music Corporation, which claims the song is way too similar to Alice Cooper's big hit record, 18. So, oops, that's the way it goes. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotelling, and hey, we got some Who on the way, so don't go far.
Classic.
Thin Lizzy with a title cut to Jailbreak on a lost classic weekend. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. The long-awaited Thin Lizzy box set was set to be released this month but had to be delayed due to the record company, Polygram, that owns the rights to the back catalog. Well, Polygram's being sold to the Seagram Corporation. Those are the guys that make the booze, you know, the Seagram's 7-and-7 whiskey or whatever the hell that stuff is. Yeah, Seagram's is buying out Polygram, so it was decided to postpone the release of the Thin Lizzy box set to give the best possible marketing campaign. Looks like it's going to be released sometime in the beginning of next year. So when we get more information, of course, we'll let you know about it. All right? We got some Doobie Brothers on the way here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR.
Classic Rock 102.3.
It's Yes with a lost classic from the Yes album, Starship Trooper. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Looks like Yes writing some new material. That's right. John Anderson of Yes reveals that there's enough material for a brand new studio album, which they plan to go in the studio and record this winter. And it's going to hit stores by next summer. That's what they say. Now, according to John Anderson, he said, well, we're not making a comeback. We're just moving forward. It's the right place and the right time, and the music sounds better than it ever did. So, yeah, Yes, going to go back in studio, record a brand new album that'll hit the stores by next summer. Well, I'm Mike Hotelling. This is a 50-minute music hour, your Classic Rock 102.3 day forecast. Got a mix of sun and clouds today with a high 52, cloudy overnight tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 50, and for Monday, clouds move in with a high 53. It's a nippy, balmy 46 outside right now. If you can say nippy and balmy in the same sentence or in the same thought. Oh, I'm Brainless Mike here. And now we just continue on 50-minute music hour. Got a lost classic you want to hear? You know, something real deep on the wall of CDs? Well, dial me up here, 476-1023. Right now, Don Henley. All she wants to do is dance. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Bob Seger from Live Bullet. And Turn the Page, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. This is a 50-minute music hour. You never guess who's going to do a cover of that song on their new album, Metallica. That's right. They're going to do a cover of Turn the Page on their forthcoming album called Garage Inc. That'll be out in stores November 24th. Can't wait to hear that one. Yeah. Revival Love is Everywhere. It's the Allman Brothers, a lost classic weekend here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. Now, you're aware of the Adopt-a-Highway program, right? Well, the Allman Brothers on their website, actually what they want you to do is they want you to get involved in Adopt-a-Highway. Now, how that works is like a group of folks, you know, like people you work with or your family or whatever, you adopt a two-mile section of highway and agree to clean it up four times over a 12-month period, four or five times over a 12-month period anyway. However, instead of signing up as your business or your family or your place of work or whatever, you can say you're doing this for the Allman Brothers. Yeah, they're really into this Adopt-a-Highway thing and want you to get involved. So if you're like a big Allman Brothers fan and, you know, you want to you know, participate in Adopt a Highway, well, there's you can find Adopt a Highway in the phone book, and you know, call them up and pick a 2 mile stretch of road that you want to like adopt, and do it in the name of the Allman Brothers. All right. Let's continue on here. 50 Minute Music Hour. How about some Bruce? Some Darkness on the Edge of Town. We'll prove it all night here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Eric Clapton, Motherless Children. It's another lost classic here on a lost classic weekend. On Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR, I'm Mike Hotaling. Eric Clapton's latest Pilgrim album is now at the 4 million sales mark worldwide. About half of that comes right here from the United States. Yeah, I'm Mike Hotaling, and hey, we got more stuff coming up for you here on a Lost Classic Weekend. What we're doing is we're like digging real deep into the wall of CDs and, you know, playing some of the stuff that, you know, you normally don't hear on the radio that often. And what we're doing is we're doing it this weekend and playing it all weekend long. Why? Just because... I don't know, maybe we want to show you how big our CD collection is. How about that? And we got some Who on the way here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Classic Rock. It's the Who going mobile here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. And John Entwistle of the Who, he's going mobile. He's been out on tour all over the East Coast and all over the Midwest, and stopped here in Clifton Park not too long ago at Northern Lights up there. And, hey, he's recording a live album. That's right. If you went to that Entwistle show up in Clifton Park, you know, he told the crowd there that make a lot of noise because we're recording a live album. And that Entwistle live album is scheduled to be released sometime in the spring of next year. Also, hey, coming up this fall, starting in November, Roger Daltrey is going to be playing Scrooge at, you know, at Madison Square Garden. They do a Christmas carol every year, and they invite a different celebrity to, you know, to play in the Christmas carol play. And Roger Daltrey has been booked to be Scrooge. So might be worth taking a road trip down to New York City, taking the kids with you to go to Madison Square Garden to see see the Christmas carol this this holiday season. Well, I'm Mike Hotaling, and this is a 50-Minute Music Hour. It's also a lost classic weekend. Got a lost one you want to hear? 476-1023. Eddie Money, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Rod Stewart, Stay With Me, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling, and looks like the Rod Stewart World Tour moves over to Europe beginning tonight. It kicks off tonight in Munich, Germany, and then he will continue on all throughout the continent of Europe. Yeah, he's out touring to support his brand new album that's out in stores. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotaling, and hey, this is a 50-Minute Music Hour, your Classic Rock 102.3-day forecast for today. Got a mix of sun and clouds with a high 52, cloudy overnight tonight with a low 38, tomorrow sunshine, high 50, and for Monday, more clouds move in with a high around 53. It's 46 right now. Let's continue on. Lost Classic Weekend. Here's a great one from the Equinox Discs. The disc. The Equinox Disc. It sticks. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Hey, it's the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, and I Can't Drive. 55, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. Sammy Hagar's new album, Red Voodoo, is going to be released in February of 1999. That's right, fans of Sammy Hagar, former lead singer of Van Halen, looking forward to the new Red Voodoo album. That's going to be released February of 1999. Well, you want to go to the Super Bowl, huh? Yeah, we are the radio station that's sending you on a trip to Miami to go to the Super Bowl. Now, here's the deal. You know, here's how you can register to win. You got to go hang out and party with us. That's not a bad deal. You get to party with us, and you get to register to go to the Super Bowl. At Monday Night Football, it's our big tailgate party. O'Toole's in Colony is the place to be. Morozic hangs out with you there. It's got lots of giveaways and food and drink specials for you. So that's the deal. You want to go to the Super Bowl? Going to hang out with us Monday night at O'Toole's in Colony. Here's Van Halen, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Oh, yeah, it's Tom Petty, I Need to Know, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. This is a 50-minute music hour. Tom Petty's daughter, Adria Petty, and Peter Gabriel's daughter, Anna Gabriel, say that having famous fathers hasn't made it any easier for them to get their experimental multimedia film project and soundtrack off the ground. Yeah, they put it, actually, the two girls, like, grew up together or, grew up best friends, went to school, high school together and all that stuff, and they decided to do a film together. Now, the film is called Low Flame, which is kind of like a trippy, futuristic 20-minute project that they hope will break down the barriers between film, music, and art. But even though they have famous dads, namely Peter Gabriel and Tom Petty, nobody's biting on the project. Well, maybe they'll give Dad a phone call and say, hey, Dad, pull some strings, huh? Here's the Stones, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. From Physical Graffiti, Page and Plant, John Paul Jones, John Bonham, Led Zeppelin, 10 Years Gone. It's a Lost Classic Weekend, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling. It's the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, Lost Classic. Yeah, Classic Rock, 102.3 WXCR. It's a Lost Classic Weekend. I was reading somewhere the Ted Nugent's radio show in Detroit. He does a morning radio show. Well, actually, not anymore. I guess he got fired. I guess they canceled the show. Poor Ted. But that's all right. He's still out touring and recording a new record and thinking about getting the damn Yankees back together with Jack Blades of Night Ranger and Tommy Shaw of Styx. Yeah, it looks like they're going to do another damn Yankees reunion sometime next year. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotelling. This is a Lost Classic Weekend. Got a call from my friend Mick and got some Aerosmith for him coming up.
Today's
it's Aerosmith from the 1976 Rocks album and Back in the Saddle, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Well, Aerosmith has set yet another record. Yeah, out there in the world of like the world of the world. Can you actually say that? The world of the world? Well, anyway, look at Aerosmith. They set an internet record October 17th with their Cybercast concert. Yeah, more than 120,000 people tuned into the concert, making it the largest Cybercast in history. Now, the band's going to rerun that concert on its website on November 4th at aerosmith.com. Now, those planning on checking out the show are encouraged to, like, register 24 hours in advance in order to download all those necessary tools to ensure a smooth, like a smooth Cybercast, all right? So, Aerosmith, making some internet history. Yeah, well, how about that? I'm Mike Hotelling. This is a 50-minute music hour, your Classic Rock 102.3 day forecast for today. Got a mix of sun and clouds. High around 52 tonight, cloudy, low 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 50. Monday, more clouds moving. High about 53. It's about 46 right now as we continue on 50-minute music hours. The Who, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. In memory of Elizabeth Reed, it's the Allman Brothers on a Lost Classic Weekend here. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotelling, and the Allman Brothers band, No One to Run With, is going to appear on the soundtrack of the new Adam Sandler movie Waterboy. It's on the soundtrack there. Also, the Allman Brothers have been inducted into the Georgia Music Hall of Fame. Yeah. I'm Mike Hotelling. It's a 50-minute music hour. You want to go to the Super Bowl? Well, you got to head over to our Monday Night Football tailgate party, O'Toole's Colony, 7 p.m. Monday night. That's how you register to go to the Super Bowl. You can also have a great time, drink specials, food specials, and lots of giveaways. Morozik's your host. We're the station that is sending you to Miami to the Super Bowl. The only way you're going is if you head to O'Toole's Monday night for the big tailgate party. Well, we're going to continue on now, 50-minute music hour. Don Henley, Boys of Summer, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Deep Purple, Highway Star, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Deep Purple out on tour, support of the new album, Abandon. Opening up for Deep Purple on the tour, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Hey, why not? I'm Mike Hotelling. We're going to continue on with our Lost Classic Weekend next.
What makes Toyota play a role in so many different lives?
Baby, I want your best.
When Leonard Skinner, and I Know a Little, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. We got some Yes on the way.
Hey, it's Morozic.
It's the Stones, Satisfaction, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. And the Stones live album and the Bridges to Babylon video due out November 17th. I'm Mike Hotaling. Your Classic Rock 102.3 day forecast for today. Got a mix of sun and clouds, high 52. Cloudy overnight tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 50. And Monday, clouds move in. High about 53. 46 right now with Tom Petty. Don't Come Around Here No More. It's from Southern Accents. It's on Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Rush. Subdivisions from their Signal CD here, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling, and Rush will be releasing their 3-CD live album, Different Stages, November 10th. Be looking for it.
Daddy!
It's Space Cowboy, Steve Miller. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's a lost classic weekend. You know, Steve Miller's greatest hits, 74 to 78 album, is the ninth biggest selling album of all time. Yeah, ninth biggest selling rock album of all time. Well, you can just come to me because I am a font of information. My name is Mike Hotaling, and on the way we got some Doors.
Hey!
It is the Doors. She's the 20th Century Fox. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. It's a 50-minute music hour. There's a new Doors tribute album in the works. That's right, the original members of the Doors getting together with a whole bunch of modern rockers out there, and that should be coming out anytime soon. It's bands like Smash Mouth and Creed, you know, some of those modern rock bands, you know, kind of taking the 60s Doors music and kind of updating it into the 90s and getting some help from the original members of the Doors. They're right in the studio with these modern bands recording the album. So ought to be pretty cool once it comes out. And when it does, we'll, of course, let you know about it. In the meantime, let's continue on with the 50-minute music hour. Yeah, lost classic weekend. Here's Mark Bolan, the late Mark Bolan, died wrapping his tour bus around a tree. This is band T-Rex, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Blois to call Don't Fear the Reaper, Agents of Fortune. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Blois to call, of course, recently played Northern Lights up in Clifton Park, from what I understand. Great show. I didn't go because I was here working at the radio station, which I do an awful lot on the weekend. I'm Mike Hotaling, and guess what? I'm out of here. I'll be back early tomorrow morning, 7:30, for the environmental show Earth Speak. So I'll see you then. Dave Kelly's in next as we continue on here. Lost Classic Weekend. Here's Blackfoot, Train Train, Classic Rock 102.3, WXCR. Young Lust, it's Pink Floyd, Classic Rock 102.3, WXCR. I guess The Wall has overtaken Dark Side of the Moon now as the biggest selling Pink Floyd album of all time. I was reading somewhere that it's at the 20 million sales mark. That's 20 times platinum worldwide for The Wall. Well, hello and happy Sunday. I'm Mike Hotaling. And what you're hearing is what are we calling this thing? Yeah, we're calling it a Lost Classic Weekend, and that's where we're digging deep into The Wall of CDs. A couple times an hour, we're going to play something a little off the wall, something that you normally don't hear, you know, on rock radio, and going a little deep this weekend. So if you got a Lost Classic in mind, we basically broke open the closet and the vault, and we got CDs laying all over the floor and all over the counters, and we're digging deep, so feel free to dial me up here, 476-1023. I'm Mike, and from Quadrophenia. How about we hear from The Who? This one's The Real Me. It's on Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Yeah, there's the Stones, Not Fade Away, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR, Lost Classic Weekend. I'm Mike Hotaling, and a new authorized book, as opposed to an unauthorized book, this is like the official thing, an authorized book about the Stones, is due out next month. It's going to be titled A Life on the Road. The book was written by former Squeeze keyboard player Jules Holland and Dora Lowenstein, who's the daughter of the band's longtime accountant. The book took almost like 3 years to write, and the author spent 18 months interviewing the Stones. They've also sorted through 7,000 photos to pick some rarely or never seen before pictures of the band from their early days. So be looking for it next month. It's A Life on the Road, a new authorized book about the Rolling Stones. I'm Mike Hotaling. This is a 50-minute music hour, your classic rock 102.3 day forecast. Mostly cloudy today with high around 55. Partly cloudy tonight, low 34. Sunshine tomorrow, high 50. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, high 47. It's 51 right now with a guy that's been out on the road with Bob Dylan, Van Morrison. This is Domino. And it's Diamond David Lee Roth on lead vocals from the 1984 album Panama from Van Halen here, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. So you want to go to the Super Bowl? Well, you got to go hang out with Morozic tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at our big Monday Night Football tailgate party, O'Toole's and Colony. Morozic's going to be there giving away football jerseys, T-shirts, River Rat tickets, even a chance for you to qualify to win the big trip to the Super Bowl. That's right. We are the station that's sending you to the Super Bowl. But you got to go party with Morozic tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at O'Toole's for your chance to win. Well, yesterday was Larry Mullen of U2's birthday, celebrated his 37th birthday. And some other U2 news for you. U2's going to be having a cyber chat online on this coming Wednesday, and that's coincides with the release of their Best of U2 album. You know, they got this new greatest hits compilation, the Best of 1980 to 1990, which is going to hit the stores on September 3rd. So if you want to chat with U2 online, on the computer, you got to check out www.rocktropolis.com, and that's where you're going to find the big U2 cyber chat this coming Wednesday. In the meantime, how about we continue on 50-minute music hour? Here is U2, Pride in the Name of Love, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Don't ask me no questions. Leonard Skinner, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. This is a 50-minute music hour. And the big Leonard Skinner summer-fall tour wrapped up last night in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, they played the Mid-South Coliseum last night to a sellout crowd. So a big successful tour for them this summer. Well, let's continue on. 50-minute music hour. Here's the band that put Peter Frampton on the map. Humble Pie. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. From me to Peach, it's the Allman Brothers Ain't Wasting Time. No more. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. You may not be aware of this, but the Allman Brothers have gotten themselves hooked up. Actually, the Allman Brothers and their fan clubs have gotten themselves hooked up with the Adopt-a-Highway program. That's right. Now, how this Adopt-a-Highway thing works is you as a group, either your family or the people you work with or whatever, or your buddies, you know, whatever, you adopt 2 miles of a highway, and then you agree to clean it up like 4 or 5 times over a 12-month period. And that's the Adopt-a-Highway program. Well, what the Allman Brothers and their fan club are looking for you to do is to adopt a highway. That's a, you know, adopt a 2 mile stretch of road somewhere near you. And instead of signing up as you or your family, sign up in the name of the Allman Brothers. Because they're like really into this adopt a highway thing. So, you know, their fan club and the band want you to go out and adopt a highway. And I think that's a good thing. Yeah, I'm Mike. It's a 50-minute music hour. This is a lost classic weekend. How about a lost one from Cream? Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. It's Janis Joplin back in the Big Brother and the Holding Company days. The Cheap Thrills disc, Piece of My Heart. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotaling. This is a 50-minute music hour. Make sure you listen for the House of Blues break at 10:30 in the morning with Dave Day all next week for your chance to win Buddy Guy concert tickets on his Southern Comfort Highway 61 tour that makes a stop at Proctor's Theater on November 12th. And all you have to do is listen to the House of Blues break 10:30 in the morning. Jot down the feature artist of the day, and then sometime between 3 and 7 in the afternoon, Morozic is going to ask you to call and identify the artist. If you're the correct caller through with the correct answer, you pick up a pair of tickets to the show and $61 in cash. And make sure you join us in November at Kelsey's at the Omni as we give away more tickets to the show, CDs, T-shirts, and a Southern Comfort Highway 61 Blues jean jacket, exclusively from Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. So the deal is, got to tune in for the House of Blues break at 10:30 tomorrow morning with Dave Day for your chance to win. All right, how about we continue on here? Yeah, I was reading that David Byrne of the Talking Heads recently, recently did an interview. And he was asked about the Talking Heads. Would they ever, reunite? And David Byrne has suggested, actually, that there's going to be a reunion Talking Heads album in the year 2000, and that it would sound exactly the way that it did, way back in the Talking Heads days. Interesting rumor. Found that on the Talking Heads website. Yeah. There is the Talking Heads, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Oh yeah, it's Terrible Ted, Cat Scratch Fever, Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. I'm Mike Hotailing. Looks like Ted Nugent's radio show in Detroit has been canceled. Bad ratings, lousy ratings. Ted Nugent gets kicked off the air, but what does he care? He's like out on tour, and he's working on doing a damn Yankees reunion with Tommy Shaw of Styx and Jack Blades of Night Ranger, and he's in the beef jerky business these days. That's right, old Terrible Ted's got his own line of beef jerky out in stores in the Midwest. So, he may have lost his radio show, but Ted Nugent's still alive and kicking and getting into trouble, with the animal rights activists. Yeah, he was out on stage at a concert recently, and I guess some of the PETA, People for Ethical Treatment of Animal People, were in the front row, and they beamed him on the head with a ball of tofu as as a protest to his stance on hunting. That must have been funny, seeing Nuge up there jamming on a guitar, and then wham, gets hit in the forehead with a ball of a bowl, a big ball of tofu, but it's the way it goes. Anyway, I'm Mike Hotailing. This is a Lost Classic Weekend. That's where we're kind of digging deep on the wall of CDs. We got CDs all over the floor, all over the countertops. And we're going a little deep this weekend. A couple times an hour, we're going to pick something out that you might not normally hear here on the radio. And if you have a suggestion or two, feel free to dial me up, 476-1023.
Fall. It's a busy...
There it is, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Lost Classic Weekend. Couldn't stand the weather. Classic Rock 102.3 WXCR. Well, originally the brand new Stevie Ray box set was supposed to hit the stores on November 10th, but it's been postponed again. That's right. Sometime early in 1999, a brand new Stevie Ray box set hits the stores, featuring about 25% new material. Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother Jimmy Vaughan is putting the whole box set together, and David Bowie's writing the liner notes on it. Once again, the original release date, November 10th, has been put off till sometime early.
Airchecks.com.